Welcome back to another episode of the Banter Podcast. Today, we are getting drunk.
It's over there.
Oh.
Do the, hurry. Click it and then maybe won't. Yeah!
So today we're getting drunk. It's going to be our first time ever getting drunk for all of us.
Yeah, it's my first time.
I've never been drunk before.
Well, to be clear, that was a joke.
What the?
Because we're going to be talking about our stories of how we've been drunk in the past.
First things
first.
And
actually, this is my first time being drunk in any form of content.
This is my first time being drunk in any form of content.
Same.
Really?
Except for that one time that you were, but no one knows about it.
I feel like you've been drunk a lot.
And guys, you have to go back in all of Carl's content and find out which one that was.
I will say there's at least one form of content
one that I know.
Where Carl was drunk and you guys didn't know Carl was drunk.
Wait, anyway, do you know this? Is there like actually a time?
Yeah.
Oh, that you have in your brain?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll talk about that later. But for now, let's take a shot. Right now, we're completely sober. This is going to devolve into some madness.
Right now, I could drive.
And then in a couple of sips, I'll still drive. I'm just kidding.
Just
also,
joshing.
Guys, drink responsibly. And legally. Because we are good people, we must disclose this.
That's true.
Or at least I'm a good person.
Are you allowed to drink on YouTube? Are you?
Yeah.
This is,
well, we're going to find out.
I'm mounting my microphone in between my knees so I can take the shot.
We have
bottoms up, bottoms
fluid
up.
That we can drink as something else afterwards. Oh, I mean,
let's do it.
And this is a bottle of vodka.
No!
Are we ready?
No!
So this is actually quite a lot.
No! No!
And Sanab didn't want to use a bottle, so because he was like, oh, it's going to be too hard to drink it.
Shot.
So we cut it in half.
We're taking the shot.
Cheers. Ready?
Hold on, I'm not.
Get over here for a cheers, quick. What? And then you go sit back down.
Okay, like ready?
You are so. Like, how did you not? What did you expect to happen? What were you?
I'm already drunk.
Now George is gonna get hit.
No.
On the Banter Podcast.
No, there's no time. Let's go.
Ready, three, go.
This is terrible. I came in.
Oh.
Wait. I'm feeling the effects. I'm feeling it already.
All right. That's one shot. Should we take a second shot before we like actually get into
okay,
it?
Okay, let's go again. You ready? I don't think I technically did a shot. I think I did less. For the record. I'll admit it.
We should have just brought shot glasses.
We should have brought shot glasses.
Obviously, we should have brought
Because now I actually don't know how much I'm drinking, which is irresponsible.
That is irresponsible.
It is a little bit. And I'm also drinking just straight out of the bottle. How responsible is that?
Oh, you're getting way less than one shot if you're drinking straight out of the bottle.
If you play back the clip, like they will roast me.
To be fair, we can work out exactly how much I had. Okay, we need to get into it because we're losing retention. All right. Let's go.
I don't want to do this anymore.
You guys ready for a second shot?
I just don't
Sanab signed up for this. He signed the disclaimer.
No, I got it. Just
you don't want to do this as in like drink it out of that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, why? That does look like
it's
a...
just annoying.
It looks like you salvaged it in Fallout 3 or something. All right, let's do this.
It's like I literally got it out of
all right, we're
dumpster.
Going again. Are you ready, guys? Let's live. Let's...
ready?
Summer's going to be awesome.
I'm pinching my nose.
Ready, set, go.
Honestly, I can just...
That went down the wrong tube for a second there. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know. That hurts. Honestly, shots are my least favorite way to drink.
It's just efficient, though. Like, think about it.
Yeah, you're right.
Efficient.
It is efficient.
Because as far as I'm aware...
No. This is the way
a kind of like a seltzer drink, which for the people that don't know, it's like a White Claw, for example.
But this...
From my research, that has 1/8 of a shot in it.
Look, bro.
So this is what beer is?
Let me tell you my research is that is just an unenjoyable experience. Nobody likes that.
Here's my opinion. Right?
But you can go and drink a seltzer and it's not bad.
Seltzer?
And guess what?
Seltzers still, make me sick.
It still gets me drunk. It gets me drunk. Every time.
Oh, really?
Really?
Whose alarm is that?
What is it?
It's
to drink?
Mine.
What is that? What that is?
No, it's
all right, well,
it's my alarm to let me know to post my Snapchats.
Well, wait. Thanks for the segue there, because we can finally talk about what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah,
it's all on written right here.
We
have nothing on the docket today.
We have nothing on the docket.
So
the idea was
everyone
we
strap in.
We were going to get drunk, and then we're going to let our brains.
You ever been to Universal Studios. You ever been to Busch Gardens? You ever been to Disney World? You ever get on to that scary roller coaster?
You know something I want to talk about?
What?
I'm just going to completely cut you off.
Okay.
Something that we can't enjoy.
What?
Being content creators.
Oh, geez.
Is that we cannot, like, I don't know about you, but I feel like I cannot get just shit-faced in, like, public. Like, we can't go to a bar and just be puking. Like, we can't go crazy, which, I mean, no one should really get that drunk. No. But
we have an image to uphold.
You ever been to Universal? Right? You ever been to Busch Gardens? Right, you ever been to Disney?
Don't even talk about it.
We've been together.
I'm not going to look at you.
Listen to me right now.
Wait, have we been to Universal?
You ever been on a scary roller coaster? Listen to me for a second. You ever been on a scary roller coaster?
No. Yes.
Very unexpected twists and turns and fall downs and rise uppers. That's what this podcast is about to be.
Okay.
Well, can you?
That's all I wanted to say.
That's a nice analogy.
Cut me off to then bring up the podcast.
Okay. Now that you've gotten that out of your
thank
system,
thank you.
Touch on because you. Wait, were you 21 before you started getting like kind of?
Yeah, I had my 21st birthday, on a Mr. Beast shoot.
Shoot. Okay, so it was already too late. I just want to, because like, I feel like we don't get that experience of just being able to go out and just get blasted.
Yeah, you know me.
I feel
being,
like I don't ever want to be blasted in public. Like I would just hate.
Well,
that.
I was petrified growing up of the idea of ever being blasted in public.
The only reason I want to say something. I'm gonna say it.
Go in.
So Sam Up can vouch for this.
Okay.
Once I start drinking even a little bit, like even the amount that I've had, like right now, I don't know if it's like
a placebo. That's the word you're looking for. And
but
yes,
I'm,
it is.
I'm feeling like
you are not.
To
I'm
be fair,
like, I'm like,
can
you
I be
know,
honest?
That's how I feel.
You're not.
I'm a bit of a lightweight, and I'm not drunk.
Wait, I'm not drunk,
but I do feel a little spidey sensitive.
I feel something. I have a bone to pick with the world.
Call
right
me Peter
now.
Parker.
Because he's got a spidey sense. I just spat. Am I drunk?
No,
I might
you're
be
not
drunk.
Drunk.
Hey, look, I have a bone to
look,
pick.
Look, you're not
the,
drunk.
I have a bone to pick with the world, okay?
Hey, pick that
this
bone.
Is, this is my bone. Okay?
Go ahead.
Everyone, being a lightweight has negative connotation.
Yep.
What's up with that?
Because
I think it's beneficial to be a lightweight. Everyone's like, he's a lightweight. Like, yeah.
I love the fact
congrats.
That.
Congrats. I don't have to drink the disgusting
oh,
drink.
Oh, you're mixing that
I don't
thing.
Have to pay for more stuff. Like, I can just drink, like, a glizzy amount of liquid and be good.
Turn around.
You know?
No, don't talk either because you don't have your microphone.
Congrats. Sam, I forgot.
No, he's talking like...
Right. Sam's drunk.
Frick it.
I'm not drunk.
Frick it,
where's
I'm drinking.
Where's the Coke?
Hey. Wait, let me... the Coke dealer. Right, I'm the Coke dealer.
Give me some Coke.
So...
listen.
Wait. Am I drunk?
No, stop it.
Not yet. Let's do it.
Okay, fine. We're going
three.
In again. We're going round two. Round three, even.
Round
here we go.
Three. Go.
Guys, don't do this. Especially if you're under the age of 21 or the
in
legal
America.
Drinking age in your country. Do not drink. I'm telling you now, do not do it. But I'm also...
You know what, George?
I can't
like,
stop you.
I feel like you never underage drank.
I don't think I did. Because honestly, I...
Neither did I.
I didn't even really overage drink either. Like, honestly, throughout... I went to college. A whole 3 years. I know everyone's like, oh, you went for 3 years? You did drop out of something? No, in England... 3 years is...
Where's this going?
Is the amount that you do. So, I went for 3 years.
Because they're odd.
And yes, I did drink.
It's because England is odd.
But at most, what I would have done is like one drink.
And three is an odd number.
What's the relevance?
You're odd. From being British.
Well, hear me out, guys. So, in the whole time I was in university, I never got drunk. Like, I got a little... sensation, a spidey sense. A little spidey sense, but I would never say I was drunk. I would say I could count the times I've been drunk, definitely on two hands, potentially one hand.
Look, first of all, that's not true.
It's sub 10 times that I've been actually drunk.
No, that's not true, George.
I've been
not
drunk
anymore.
With you 10 times.
Not anymore.
There's no way.
Probably.
George, you've gotten drunk a lot.
I mean...
You,
like,
George, you've probably been drunk 10 times in the last 3 months.
Oh, no.
I disagree.
Wait, that's like...
Okay. The definition of drunk... Let's
90
get
days.
It. Let's get the definition.
At least drunk
a lot
enough.
Of people, like,
at least,
guys, yeah, I'm actually feeling
okay,
it.
Okay, when I say I'm drunk... Okay, when I say I don't get... Guys, I'm feeling it right now.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, when I say drunk, I mean like, I can't control myself. Like, I'm kind of glizzed out.
Okay, well, that's different than
that's
drunk.
That's like,
okay, yeah. I've been drunk a decent amount of times, but like, where.
You're a whole blooper reel.
In terms of blooper reels, it's like sub 10. It's pretty sub 5.
A whole blooper reel. Yeah, okay.
I can
like,
think
congrats.
Of a time you were a blooper reel.
I just
reel.
Hit my elbow. I'm actually drunk.
Oh my
guys,
God.
Guys,
he hit his elbow.
He hit his elbow.
He couldn't have done that while he was sober.
It is a number one rule that once your elbow is damaged, it is because you're under the influence.
No, I'll tell you what number one rule George breaks.
Go in.
Drinking.
Go
He's
in.
Just fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Sign up hates me.
No, I really do.
Oh, like, I have a story about that.
Because like, George like just doesn't like he's just so
okay,
like,
let's get into the story.
I'm drunk.
Yeah,
I'm drunk.
I'm
like,
one of those
bro.
Guys that says I'm drunk.
I'm like, all right, bro, cool.
I can't believe it.
I'm like,
oh my
cool.
God, I'm actually drunk. It's
I'm
happening.
Like, and I'm like, cool, enjoy that. And shut the fuck
but
up.
But I'm not
and
even enjoying it,
yourself.
It. I'm like, this is weird.
Am I
What's
off?
Happening?
Like, look, I feel like if you went to like
that's not what presses me.
That's what presses
that's
me.
Not,
I, it's
that's
so
not,
annoying. I'm like,
look, in my spidey for me and my spidey senses, it's not what really gets to me. But what gets to me is a lot of times. All three of us, to be fair, to an extent.
Me the least.
I say, well, look where I'm going. You don't even know where I'm going.
I don't even know where you're going.
But all three, and it is you, to at least, to be clear. It is you least, probably me and George most, but in two different ways. We're a little bit, compared to the average human, a little bit worse at reading a room. At reading a room, we're a little bit worse.
I feel like when I'm drunk, I'm better at reading rooms.
And then when we drink, George...
Oh.
Takes his not
oh,
reading the room
my
level
God.
And cranks it to the top. And let me explain for a second. We went out to drink and we were leaving. And there was in the parking lot what one would call a verbal altercation.
Wait, I don't know what this story is.
Oh, I remember.
People were fighting in the parking lot.
People were fighting in the parking
Wait,
lot.
Wait, what? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And what do? Maybe you turn around and watch.
He's watch.
Maybe you do this. Bros, they're fighting over there. They're fighting over there. Filming it. They're fighting. Wait, bro. Look how funny their fight looks on 0.5.
Did I actually say that?
Swear to God.
I remember I said, bro, if they catch you.
I'm joining
over,
them.
No, you said you're joining them. I said, I'm leaving you out to dry.
Yeah, no.
Dry. Yeah,
you'd have to help
God,
me.
No.
Because I feel
no.
like.
I'm drunk. I'm saying it right now. I am drunk. I'm drunk.
We did it. I'm doing the walking test. I'm walking do walk. Line. Do walk. That line. That's not true. You are
yeah,
absolutely.
I'm doing it. I'm good.
Surely I can do that.
Anyways,
don't talk into the
mic. Does that mean?
Mic.
Ow! I hit my foot. I'm actually drunk. Does that mean?
Wait, I'm gonna do. The, can
does
I do
that
the
mean I can drive?
I feel left out
because I walked the line.
No, that's not what it means, jackass.
me and Carl, like, stand up is completely normal.
Catch up.
I'm not drunk enough to be able to, like,
I just don't like
catch up while I'm mustard. Like,
I don't like
me
drinking.
And Carl are in like a whole different world to stand up. And
all right,
I'm
hit that yabba to eat.
No, because
okay, I'm drinking more.
No, because even
Look,
even when
to,
I am
to stand up,
even when I
stand
even
up.
When
hey,
I am
just
super
stand
drunk,
up. Stand up, drink more.
I just don't.
Go.
I just don't want to.
Okay,
I just don't enjoy this kind of drinking. I just don't.
Stand up,
I can't
it's not
it.
Meant to be enjoyed. Like, do you think
I
like it?
I think that's.
I don't
wrong.
Like it either.
That's
do you think I
wrong.
Enjoy any content we make anymore? Do you think I do this for me?
Stand up, you need to catch up.
Look,
wait, here's the thing. Stand up needs to drink like three times the amount that me and Carl do to get to the same level.
Like,
and even
right,
when
do
he
the
does,
walking
what,
test.
What? Like I've been trying
fine,
to say.
Do the walking test.
All right, do the walk.
I felt left out. I'm gonna
do the walk of shame.
Walk of shame.
Okay, just
well, I'm
do
just
the
gonna
walk.
Go on
check
my
it
phone because I just don't get to talk.
God, we're drunk. Sam's just when, okay. Here's the here's the thing. Sam just gets mad at us when we're drunk. And when I say us, I mean at least
I can
me.
Drive backwards. Okay, you I can't drive. To be clear, I just want to put it out there. If you drink, even if somebody next to you is drinking vodka, you should not drive. I'm gonna say. If somebody next to you is drinking vodka, they splash and one little droplet hits your tongue on accident while
Carl,
you're laughing.
I've never seen Carl drink after drinking. Wait, did I say drink?
Yes, you have.
I've never seen you drive after drinking.
That's true.
Did I say
and
drink
I would
after
never
drink?
Even
Did I say drive, drink after drinking?
I've never even seen George
drunk. I'm drunk. Seven Up, I'm going to tell you this thing. I'm
seven
drunk.
Up, wait. Look seven at up, it. Seven Look, Up for a
this
second.
Happens,
wait,
before this happens anything. Every time.
Wait, George, stop for a second. Seven Up, before you say anything, George wanted to tell you something.
I just have not been able to talk.
Seven Up.
This, no,
drink
George.
More.
George, this is not what happens every time.
Okay, tell a story. Tell a story.
Let me talk.
Tell a story.
I swear, go ahead. This is going to end up in me beating the shit out of you. Just stop
this
talking.
This happens
stop
every time.
Talking.
He gets mad at me for being drunk. Like,
wait,
what's the
seven
point?
Up,
no, because
your piece,
this is the problem. This only happens at Carl's house because Carl does not have any other drinks to drink. I do not like taking shots. It's just so
Could
disgusting.
Can I explain my
Stop.
Rationale?
No,
we don't like taking shots
either. I haven't even finished what I want to say.
Okay,
we don't like taking shots. George?
We do not like taking shots.
We don't like I swear it. To God, own the sun for a second.
I understand you don't like it.
Own in that Spidey sense.
I understand you don't like it, but I like it less than you. I dislike it more than you dislike it.
I get that.
So I don't want to do it.
Can I
give I would
rationale?
Rather drink a different drink because I get drunk on other drinks, believe it or
now,
not.
Can
I
give
do.
You my reasoning?
Can I give you I my reasoning?
No, no, I'm doing my reasoning.
I finished my drink. I finished it. Look.
How old is Sean?
It's finished.
How old
is
Sean?
Sean? He's 20, I think.
Okay, so he can't buy us drinks. How old is the other person that's coming here? They're 21. Tell him to make a pit stop. Please. I can't. I just don't want to drink any more shots.
Sam, just grow up and
so,
drink the vodka.
It's so disgusting.
Grow up. Grow up!
It's so disgusting. I just don't like it.
Hey, listen,
just get over it.
No,
it's,
because
it's
why would I take shots when they make drinks that taste less bad
clear,
and
not,
still get you drunk? It gets you to
it's
the
not
same.
A, wait, no, no, no to, that's the problem. First of all, it's not that you don't want to drink; it's that you don't want to drink this.
Okay, yes. I think okay. I should tell a story.
One and then two, George. Please, for love of God,
can I tell a story?
Please, for love of
no,
God, do you see
story.
This?
It's not story time.
Hone that. Look, here's my rationale for why I only get liquor rather than. Seltzers and beers and yada
liquor.
And yabada.
I hardly know her.
Right, you know what, Carl? If you can find a way that I can take a shot in a timely manner. Like,
well, I could explain.
Because I can't take a shot out
take
of
Take a
this.
Drink out of the bottle.
No.
It's easy. It's easier.
Not.
Let me explain.
I'm drunk.
I'm really bad at handling alcohol. My body hates alcohol for some reason.
I'm drunk.
My body hates alcohol.
I'm drunk.
And for some reason, that fireball would make... Wait, touch him. There we go. Look,
I like you, Sapnap. Okay. I just want you to know
I
like you.
I
as
like
a
you too.
As a friend,
I like you too.
Whoa! Did you see how I switched up?
I'm fully drunk right now. I'm
Sean.
Actually,
is there any way I could take that you can conceive of that I could take? Like, is there another?
Wait, to be clear. Wait, go with Sean really quick for the middle of the episode. Just run with Sean really quick because Sean could drive you. You go buy it. And then come back.
He's going to be gone
Bro,
for 20 minutes.
The fucking episode's going to be done. Like, we just need Sean to get me a shot glass. Like, and I can run it. I just, the problem is,
Tap,
the problem is I'm not anti-shot. I'm anti-shot that I can't take
Guys,
quickly.
I think we should tell a story.
I'm
drinking, just, with jibber jabbing,
I'm
going to tell a story. I'm telling
much.
A story. I'm telling
Look
a story.
Look at him doing
Guys,
this.
Guys, here is the story of the first time I actually got blackout drunk.
Whoa.
Okay. Here is the story.
And you have to keep every detail in.
I'm going to exclude some
George,
details.
Every detail.
Some details.
No, wait.
There's a detail I'm thinking about that he
Guys,
needs to include. It's important.
Guys, stand up, be quiet.
You know
I'm telling
I'm
a story.
About? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Get in there.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Of course I
know. I'm telling a story,
about.
Guys. Guys, it's story time. All right, here's the story. So, guys, let's cast our time. Cast our eyes back about, I don't even know when it was.
Go in.
But
are you telling
you can work out the
pour
exact-
up another shot.
Okay.
You can work out the exact date.
Here, give me that.
Because check out the Tommy Innit level host that I was on. After the Tommy Innit level host, me, Austin, Austin Show, Hassan, Will Neff. Yes. Well, anyway, after this Tommy Innit level host, I was going to go to sleep because guess what? In the morning, I had to catch a flight to go to Ireland to film a video with Sam and Colby.
Oh
where
my
we
God,
went to-
that's right then?
Yes.
I love Sam and Colby.
Where we went to this abandoned island that had a prison on it.
I do. I'll admit
to film a horror video in this abandoned prison.
Chat.
That's like haunted.
For a second.
Chat.
Viewers, comment down below if you think Sam and Colby should be on Banter.
They should.
I'd
Just
love
comment.
To. We'll fly them in.
We finish up this monumental episode of Love or Host,
Holy
sponsored
shit.
By the Austin Show. We go what? To. We go to this club in London. Okay, no, I've skipped a beat. So. We're standing in my apartment and Austin and Hassan are like, Oi, George, are you going to come out with us or are you going to stay inside and be
American? Neither of them have been
Or are you going to be inside like an idiot? And I was like, you know what? Fine. I'll come with, even though I have a flight in the morning at like 10 a.m. I'll come with. Fine. Anyway, we go out. And they have a table, of course, because they're rich. I didn't pay a single penny. And they had free drinks on tap. They're just feeding me vodka and orange juice. They're feeding it to me like it's free. Because in my mind, it actually is free. They're just feeding it to me. And I'm not going to lie, I got absolutely blasted. I was drunk to the point where I was going, blah, 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 blah. I was stumbling around like an NPC. I was calling people like an idiot. Dream actually ended up calling Austin and being like, what's going on? And like, got Austin to babysit me. Like, he had to babysit me. We got to the point where I'm in Austin's hotel room, throwing up in his toilet.
Ralphing.
Absolutely just throwing up. I'm feeling terrible. And then boom, I'm asleep on Austin's floor. Absolutely blacked out. And then guess what? I had set alarms to wake up to go to the airport. And I keep getting spammed with alarms. I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, blah, 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 leave me alone. And then I realized, oh my God, I need to go to the airport. I'm going to miss my flight.
Oh no.
Sam and Colby need me. They
Were you still drunk?
Me. Yes, I'm still drunk.
You so woke up drunk?
I woke up drunk.
Oh my God.
I woke up. My flight
You're like
was
a Kesha
it was
song.
A 10 a.m. flight. 10
You're like
flight.
A whole Kesha song.
It was a 10 a.m. flight. So I wake up and I'm like, oh my God.
Wake up in the
I
morning.
Need to go to the airport. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to leave. I walked outside and I got a black cab and taxi in London because it was quicker.
I missed those taxis.
I ordered the Uber and I was like, it said like 10 minutes. I was like, what? I don't have time. So I walk outside and I'm like, I run into the street. I'm like, please. Please, someone help me. And a black cab shows up and I glizz inside of there. And yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, bro.
Story's not over.
You talked for like, I'm not even kidding.
It
feels like you've been talking for like 10
okay,
minutes.
Okay, I'll wrap it up.
It almost feels like an entire banter episode is passed.
I'll wrap it up really quickly. I'm going to wrap it up. So I get in the taxi and the guy drives me back to my house. Yeah. And as soon as I get out of the cab, I throw up on the street.
No, you didn't.
I threw up on the street. I walk to my house. I walk in. I hadn't even packed. I pack my bags and I go to the airport. And this was a while ago. And I realized, oh my God, I need my COVID like vaccine pass, right? And I log in and it's on my old phone number that I didn't have access to.
Bro.
So I had to call someone to go to my house and get me
who
my-
Who went to your house?
Huh?
Who went to your house?
My mom.
Really?
I was like, you need to go to my house.
Your
please.
Mom went to your house. Yes. She lives like an hour away, doesn't she?
Wait, no,
it's like
she
half
was
an
even
hour.
Further, bro, because she went from my house.
it's half an hour away.
All the way from
I was like, mom,
my
please,
house.
You need to go to my
you're,
house.
You woke up.
You need to get my phone and you need
to
get the text.
I've got to
There's
go.
A code on my phone.
I rolled back
shut
over.
Up. I'm telling my story. There's a code on my phone and it's going to let me into my app that's going to get me my COVID pass.
Okay.
Because I needed the COVID pass to get the flight. And I'm in the Uber. Shut up, guys. I'm telling my story. I'm in the Uber on the way to the airport. And I'm not gonna lie, I needed to throw up. I needed to throw up the entire Uber on the way to the airport, and I felt too awkward to tell the guy to pull over because I was like, I can't tell this guy to pull over. I felt awkward. I was still drunk, but then I didn't throw up. I nearly threw up. I get to the airport and somehow I clutched up. Oh my God, I have a story,
George.
In the airport,
George, you gotta shut the fuck up.
I made the flight and I made the Sam and Colby video and it was awesome. To
Dude,
be clear,
no, cool, no, stop, George. You have
I think
to stop
I'm drunk
talking.
Right now.
Yeah, you probably are.
And Sam's not drunk
I don't think
all.
So.
No, I think I'm drunk.
Right, Sam, please tell us what is your drunk story?
My drunk story?
The tell drunkest, him a drunk story.
The drunkest
Come
I've
on,
been?
Tell him a drunk story.
A drunk story? Well,
come on.
I can tell you the first time I got like you, George.
Tell us.
And that, which was coincidentally my first time ever drinking. So, Mom, I'm sorry that I'm telling the story live.
Oh my God, I'm drunk. I'm also acting it
George,
up.
George, I'm being so serious. You need to shut the fuck up.
Dude, I want you to like, know. I need you to know.
And Sam is always like this when he's drunk. He's
bro,
like,
because
George,
you're annoying.
George, you're annoying.
I'm trying to tell a story.
If you act up one more time, I'm going
to
beat the
Wait, I need
bleep
to put,
out
stop,
of
stop,
you. Stop, stop, Sam, tell the story. Just tell the damn story. Tell the damn I wouldn't interrupt you.
George,
I promise.
Shut the fuck up. Like, dead ass. Like, off camera, shut the fuck up.
It's on camera.
All right, here, hit me. Hit it. All right, here we go. Lads, beer. Who knows that reference? Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
Okay. Wait,
let's get a time check.
Can I tell...
It's midnight.
It's midnight?
It's midnight.
It's just not
it's midnight. A cool midnight, North Carolina.
The first time I ever got drunk, which is coincidentally the first time I ever got as drunk as George got in the story he just told for the last 30 minutes.
Yep.
Was back in a while ago. I'm not going
to
say when.
Back in, it sounded like you're about to say like back in Vietnam.
Back in the
No.
Back in Vietnam.
Back in the dinosaur age?
No. I had like an M16.
Basically what happened was...
Go in.
Basically what happened was I had just gotten my car, right?
Keep talking.
Anyways, I'm drunk, so I just got in my car.
Yes. Wait, you're drunk?
Yes. I just got in my car, right? And my mom left to go on vacation or something. Stop.
Stop.
Keep talking. You're making me uncomfortable.
Stop. Stop.
You're making me.
Stop.
What do you mean? Stop me. Stop.
Stop. He's acting
me
uncomfortable. Stop.
All right. Okay. So my mom went on vacation or something. I got in my car, brought all my friends. I'd never been drunk before. And basically, I drank the fuck out of all my mom's liquor.
What the frick?
So the first time I ever got drunk, it was hard liquor. I took 11 shots.
What?
11 on my first time.
Wait, that's
ever
like the character from Stranger Things.
11?
Huh?
That's like the character from Stranger Things.
Yes. My first time I ever got drunk, I got all my friends. We went to my mom's house because she was out of town. 11 shots. My first time ever drinking. It was actually Tito's, which I think is what we have here.
It is what we have.
11 here. Shots, George. That's you take three and you're like disgusting.
Three is I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I took 11 my first time.
That's like way too much.
I was puking on the
like,
floor.
Way too high.
Yeah. It was disgusting. I was not a human being. I was less than a human being. My mind was broken, and it was not an enjoyable experience. So I don't recommend that. And that's my story.
That's amazing.
All right,
did anything break loose? Did anything happen?
Oh, I mean, like we were just disgusting human beings. People were just like, because it wasn't a lot. It wasn't like a party. It was like me and like my four closest friends at the time.
Yep.
Who are those people? What are their names?
It's unimportant.
Say their phone numbers at least.
I'm talking about motherfuckers.
What are their addresses?
Motherfuckers are so drunk, they were puking on themselves.
Oh.
I've never
like,
done that.
Bro was like, imagine like, I'm someone and you're someone.
Yep.
He's like, bro.
No,
like, yes.
I've never done that.
Yes.
I've only puked once from drinking, and it was that story I've just told, and it was in Austin Show's toilet.
Have I thrown up
in a London hotel?
I've thrown up at your house.
Oh my God.
And you know what? You know whose fault that was? It was Foolish.
Fault? Oh, dude, could we talk
Foolish
about something?
Made at me.
For the people that don't know, we have a friend named Foolish Gamers. He's a Twitch streamer as well. He
and
streams.
Also a tank.
And when I say as well, I mean he's the only one that streams out of the four of us.
And he's a tank.
There's three of us.
He's
I guess
tank.
Four total.
You see this?
Congratulations.
You see this what I'm holding right here?
Yeah.
Could down the whole thing.
I think like if
I
you
really
were,
do think he could drink the whole thing.
If he left it like that or taped it around his hands, I don't know if he'd notice the difference. Because he would carry it around and drink it constantly.
He would just be like
the same exact way.
It's like it's fucking water to
Here's
him.
The issue.
Fucking water.
Here's the issue.
Water.
Look, Foolish, look it takes a lot for Foolish Gamers
look,
to get drunk.
Look crazy on
also,
the camera?
Stop that.
Wait,
put that down.
Sam's drunk. Sam's drunk. Guys, Sam's drunk.
Put that
down.
Put that down. Listen.
Sam.
You know what? If I'm drunk.
Yeah! Sam's drunk. Sam's drunk.
If I'm drunk, Carl. Drunk. Carl, if I'm drunk, then pour me up another shot.
No.
Why?
Okay.
Pour
fine.
Him up another shot.
But like
pour
the same amount, the same little amount.
Tell me when.
Bro, stop. You're gonna get it on me.
What do you mean stop? He hasn't started yet.
You're gonna get it on me. You're gonna fucking get
tell
it
me
on
when.
Me. Okay, chill.
Keep it going.
Bro.
Tell me
keep
when.
It going.
Tell
more.
When.
That's enough.
Carl, do you have a drunk story?
I'm a goddess.
A goddess?
Carl, do you have a drunk story?
I meant God.
Carl, do you have a drunk story?
Do I have a drunk story? This is my first time being drunk, so this is... I will say...
No, tell a story about me at your house.
Okay.
From your perspective, because I don't remember.
Was
if
I
I'm
going
to be completely honest...
Was I there?
No, you
no,
were
not.
You were not. This is pre...
George, I'm
going to
be
George
honest. It
America.
Was pre you having a visa. There's
the
a lot of time...
The good old days.
There was a good amount of time in our lives...
This is when we're popping off.
Where before. George was
if
still
you,
in
if,
London.
If you think about it, when George got a visa, everything went fucking south.
Hello, banter viewers. Welcome back.
Carl,
okay.
Sit the... Frick
welcome
down.
Back. It's time to begin talking again. I'm going to sit back down on this couch and we're going to continue. Okay?
Tell us your drunk story.
The drunk story is one
this.
Time I went on a podcast that I regret creating in the first place. And I got drunk with two people that I regret getting drunk with.
Wait, this is about us. This
I'm
is
going
about
pee.
Us.
I'm going.
Go pee, bro.
I'll hold both.
Gopis. Gopis.
It. Goop is.
Goop is.
Goop is.
Carl, right,
let's talk
tell
about me your drunk story.
Well, I don't even know it.
You? I thought you had a drunk story.
Okay, I had a drunk. Okay, fine. I do know it. Sorry. I just, honestly, it's a lot of effort to explain. It's a lot of effort to explain it.
Just good quick.
But I'm going
speed
to.
Speedrun it.
Okay. So.
I'd feel more comfortable if you put your arm around me as well. Go, quick, before Sam gets back. Quick. Go.
So. Tell the story.
So, Sapnap was at my house with a multitude of other people.
What? Tell the story.
Stop.
This is awesome.
He just got very drunk.
Tell the story. Tell the story.
He got very drunk, and there was a point in time where he was like, when Sapnap gets deep drunk, what type of drunk are you? Because when Sapnap gets deep drunk,
I'm close to deep drunk.
When Sapnap gets deep drunk, he gets to the drunk where it's like, he's on some like, I love my friends so much.
All right, guys, I'm back, and I'm already holding a microphone.
Listen.
Just doesn't really make sense.
Listen!
It means
let me take a little chin.
Let me take a little chin. Okay, never mind. From now on, we're going to listen to Sean. Sean's going to sit at the desk and teach us how to do podcasts because he's sober right now.
Okay.
Sean, by the way, to be clear, Sean, by the way, is my brother, and he's going to do a good job at explaining.
Sit down.
He's the one that's usually the back end of the podcast. He's the one that's usually on the back. I have to go to the bathroom. Okay. He's the one that's on the
okay,
the
Sean. Camera. Okay, everyone set up. Everyone's up.
Correct me.
Stop!
It takes...
All right. Sean,
why'd
Sean.
You look at me?
All right, Sean, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Rate each of us who's the drunkest and who's the least drunkest. From drunkest to... Actually, let's do least drunk.
Okay,
no, drunkest to least drunk.
Who?
George, okay. He just fucking asked the question.
Who is... Yeah, I already asked the question. Sam's trying to frame it as if it's his own.
I'm not. I'm
Sean,
just have the question
rate my drunkenness out of 10.
Zero. No. You're faking it.
To be clear, I'm not
he's
faking
drinking
it.
Water.
Okay, Sean, for real, for
I
real.
I poured it for him. He's drinking fucking water.
He's
lying.
Not, Sean. For
he's
real,
lying.
For real. Who's the drunkest and who's the middle drunkest and who's the least drunkest?
Well, like, I don't know, but who's like the most annoying?
Who seems the drunkest
yeah,
to
congrats.
You?
Yeah, congrats. I'm the most annoying.
Yeah, George,
congrats.
George is the most annoying. And then, honestly, it's a tie between Carl and Nick for most
and
for
by
least
Nick,
annoying.
He means Sapnap. He thinks he's on a first name basis, but really,
we're on a first
he
name
isn't.
Basis. We're on a first name basis.
I'm not on a first name basis. Explain that.
Because you're nothing.
Because you're nothing.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to say this. I'm gonna, okay, Sean, out of 10, what am I right
oh,
now?
Oh, fuck.
Okay, congrats.
It's
he spilled the drink.
Barely in it.
Carl's going to freak out.
No, stop. Don't take this from me. Guys, I'm taking another shot.
Honestly, no. The drunk story was that, no, also, you don't have a microphone near you.
Yeah!
So nobody.
You know what, Carl?
God.
You know something about you?
What's something about me?
You're really cool.
Thank you. Listen, I love video games. I'm gonna be honest.
I'm drunk.
I love streaming. But chat, I'm gonna be honest.
I'm gonna freak out.
Stop.
I'm gonna freak
Listen,
out.
I'm gonna be honest.
I'm gonna start grittying.
Streaming has gotten a bit boring lately. And let me explain why. let me explain why. It's because listen.
There's, why? Tell us why.
It feels like there's absolutely nothing to stream.
Wait, guys, this is your chance to give us stream ideas in the comment section.
Cut. Editor, I'm so sorry.
Sam,
I'm actually really sorry.
You're being
gonna,
weird. I'm going to say it. I'm going
right, to...
Gonna,
be clear, to be clear, this is where I announce off a recording. Editor, you got. We're going to give you an extra little bonus for this episode. And I'm sorry.
That should be in the
from
video.
George's
look, I'm actually sorry.
Off the video. That should be in the video.
Okay,
that's
fine.
Funny.
This is... Okay,
George's
fine.
Parents.
This could be included. But,
oh my God. I'm so drunk, guys. Guys, this is ridiculous. Guys, I'm so drunk.
Restart.
I'm gonna admit it.
Why are you crying?
guys, I'm crying. Look at my eyes.
George is literally crying.
Guys, I'm gonna admit it. I like this podcast, and you should subscribe.
I admit it too.
What? And also, I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
George,
I'm not gonna lie. I didn't
what
wash
the
my
fuck?
Hands. I went to the bathroom. And I didn't wash my hands.
What
Why would
the?
You grab my microphone?
It's all microphone.
Stop talking without a microphone.
Sean, what do you think about this?
That's amazing. To be fair,
that is so cool. I want to be sandwiched.
One second, guys. I have a phone call.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Where's my phone? What are you doing? Okay. It's not here.
Yeah.
You fucking George, look at
yeah.
me. George, look at me. I promise you it's not here.
I understand.
It's not here.
Okay.
Anyways, on the Bantz podcast.
No. Yeah, the
I'm not
Sean,
just gonna
do you have my phone.
He has my phone.
Baka. Bro has his phone.
Sorry. Guys, I have an announcement.
Thank you. Everybody give a round of applause for Sean, my brother.
Wait, Carl, look, Carl.
I have one thought about that. This is what my thought is.
He's grittying.
No, please don't gritty. Please don't gritty.
I'm going to reply to Hannah Rose with a picture of this.
Wait, here's the problem.
I'm going to say IDK, IDC. I don't care.
Wait. Hold the shot. Hold the big old bottle. Hold the big old bottle. The Tito's bottle.
Okay.
Unfortunately, nice. I'm going to have to tweet that.
Chill.
What's your opinion on tweeting it on the Banter Twitter right now?
Guys, go follow Banter, at Banter on Twitter. We have at Banter. It's not at Banter Podcast. We have at Banter. We are clouted. We are awesome.
We are recording an episode.
Hannah Rose.
Hello?
Hannah Rose.
We are doing a drunk episode of Banter right now, and I'm actually completely drunk.
Hannah Rose.
You're on camera right now.
Hannah Rose, is it true? Wait, listen, Hannah Rose, please. Is it true?
Okay.
Hannah Rose, are you listening?
Yes, I am listening.
Are you ready for a question of a century?
Yes.
Is it true that you're worse than me at Wordle every single time, every single day?
Actually, that is not true, Carl.
Okay, hang up.
All right, thank you, Hannah.
We're good. Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay, so
she's Hannah Rose. You guys know where to find her.
She sent me a message. Let's see what it says.
What it says?
Ha ha ha! Have me on Banter. Absolutely not.
Should I say we are recording an episode? We are awesome. Is that good?
So, Carl, do you have any drunk stories?
We already did the drunk stories.
What was your drunk story?
We already did it.
You didn't do one,
Carl. You did a drunk story when you were drunk or when I was drunk.
But anyway, Carl, tell us all about your Japan experience.
Okay, first of all, let me just get this out of the way. Tokyo is the best city and best place on the planet Earth.
I might cry.
I just need to get that out of
my
the
tears,
way.
I actually feel tears in my eyes.
Why?
Stop adding ad-libs. We just need Carl to tell a story.
It's not
look,
ad-libs.
Look. That's okay.
That's how I feel.
Look, I'm going to be honest. Japan was very important. Japan was extremely important. It's the best experience of my entire life.
I bet it was.
And I don't think I'm over-exaggerating. Japan as a city. First of all, I'm going to be honest. And look, there's no right or wrong answer, but I personally am a city person. Okay, I enjoy living in cities. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes. Which is weird because you live in the middle of buttfuck
I know,
nowhere.
I hate living in the middle of nowhere, but right now I have to.
With Nolan.
With Nolan.
But, like, in college, I really enjoyed living in, I lived in Portland, Oregon.
Portland.
I grew up in New York. I enjoyed living in cities. Okay.
Keep going.
Look, bro,
I'm just laughing.
You're just laughing because you like laughing.
Everything is funny to
that's
me.
That's enjoyable.
Because in my mind, I was thinking Portland is not.
Stop interrupting, Sam.
In my mind, I was thinking Portland is not a top 5 city.
Sam Knapp, look at me.
Portland's not a top 5 city. Of course it's not.
Sam Knapp, please shut up. Please, for the love of God, Sam Knapp, shut up.
Okay, never mind. Just keep going.
That's an objective fact.
Look, bro, I can laugh.
Guys, I'm going to look into the script and see what we have to say. Guys, this is a script. We have nothing.
Okay, listen. So, Japan.
Yes.
Is very similar to the likes of to explain it to an
it's
American
like LA.
Citizen.
It's like LA.
It's absolutely nothing like LA because it's not dog shit.
I haven't been there.
Okay. New York is a city that is multiple cities that are backed up against each other.
Districts.
Right? So you have Manhattan, you have Staten Island, you have Bronx, you have Queens. So what is this? You have Brooklyn. Yeah? So Tokyo has the same thing and has districts, but instead of them being isolated by island and things like that, isolated by like the Hudson River, stuff like that, it is all connected and very extremely homogenous.
Homogenous, Your Honor.
Homogenous, Your Honor. And we were staying in Shinjuku, me, Tariq, and Nolan specifically. Shinjuku is beautiful. It is gorgeous. It's a very neon lit section of the city. Is this any of this getting to you guys?
Yes,
no, it
I'm
is.
Listening.
It's a neon lit city.
So, like, I want to understand how many megabytes of the data is being sent to you guys right now. Like, I feel like you guys are not receiving any.
I'm kind of curious.
Carl, I heard every last word.
I swear to God, I was deep into that sentence, and then I looked over, and you guys are dapping up.
Carl, tell us a story. Tell us a story.
Well, it's not even a story. All right,
Carl, look at me while you tell the story.
All right, we're talking about Japan.
Okay.
We're talking about Japan. I enjoy Japan. Japan's beautiful.
I bet it was.
Japan is very good for me. I feel like it very much appeals to me because I'm a very schedule-oriented human being. So, for instance, what the fuck are you doing?
Keep going. Ignore us. Please, keep going.
For instance, it's very easy to use public transportation there.
Mm.
I was on the trains quite a bit. They're very, like, formulaic. Like, they happen exactly when they're supposed to happen. You get there exactly when you're supposed to get there. It's very good for, like, analytical is, like, the nice word to put it. But the brains that I usually use to be able to traverse a town is good in Japan. I don't even know what I'm saying, bro. I actually am deep. I'm pretty deep. But something I very much like about Japan is that... what are you blowing a balloon?
Cole told me that there's no trash cans in public.
That's true.
Trash cans?
That's actually interesting. A weird part.
Because hear me out. There's no trash.
Clean. You think you'd imagine.
And also, wait, shut up. Not only is there no trash cans, but there's no trash on the streets.
Yep.
The Japanese people are clean.
So it's very culturally normal for Japan to where they don't have many public trash cans. So a lot of times most people wear either like a bag or backpack or some sort. And what typically happens is, like, for instance, if I buy a drink from a vending machine and I finish it, I just put it in my backpack until I get to a place where I can throw it out.
Okay.
If the streets are extremely clean.
I
gotta
say,
that's amazing.
That's awesome. I actually think that's awesome that many people, because, like, in America, if there wasn't a trash can, you'd know motherfuckers just throwing that shit on the ground.
Dude, it is crazy to me.
So, respect.
The amount of respect in Japan is crazy.
Like, they're good people.
That's like Japanese people are
W's.
They make us
look like bad people.
Let me explain something. There are pods inside of the train stations that are like meant for like either studying or sleeping, right? And there are sections where there's entire, like, inside of the pod will be like a flat screen TV, and there will be an entire desk and stuff like that. It'll all be brand new looking. It'll be perfect.
They don't mess it up. They keep it clean.
Everybody keeps everything
so in
clean.
America,
it's beautiful.
England, etc. Everyone would like do graffiti.
Especially England.
They like mess it up.
Yeah, like
they're like poo everywhere, throw up everywhere.
I was talking about this.
From what Carl says, perfect.
I was talking about this on my stream that in Greece, motherfuckers just be graffitiing shit. Like, not like art graffiti. They'll be graffitiing like their sports team. They'll be writing PAL 13 on that motherfucker. Like, why? Why are you graffitiing?
Why?
Why are you graffiti? It's like me writing Houston Rockets on the wall.
Why?
It's ugly. Greece is such a beautiful city.
Greece isn't a city. It's
a beautiful country, bro. And Athens is a beautiful city. And they just like
Sam,
fucking.
What percent Greek are you?
50.
50. You know what else is 50? Cent. 50 Cent.
That's how much. You know he has two video games?
Speaking of 50 Cent, why don't you put it down on me? Down, put it down on me.
Look, I don't know this song.
Look.
You don't know Down On Me?
Carl, what else happened in Japan? I heard you bought a katana.
How much was the katana?
I heard you bought a katana that had battle scars on it from the year like 1600.
Battle scars? Was a CSGO?
To be clear, it had battle scars.
I know it did.
Like dents in
Where
the sword.
It?
Wait
because,
for a second. So I bought
wait for a second.
I'm going to be honest. I went to a katana dealer because I'm super interested in that kind of shit. I think it's really cool to have like relics from
past wars.
Like,
I think that's
really cool.
And the fact that you can keep it in your house and just look at it and remember is awesome.
I agree. And
someone died on that blade.
So I bought a katana from the year 1670.
Isn't that crazy?
1670.
Wait, Carl, isn't that crazy? That
clear,
katana,
we are in the year 2023.
That katana you have in your house has killed somebody.
We're in the year 2023.
Not potentially, it has battle marks. We think they battle and
Guys,
kill nobody?
2023 minus, what was it, 1670?
Yep.
This is a 353-year-old device.
It's about as old as your mom. And
about as old
the craziest
as George's
part
mom.
Is that it also has a battle scar on it from where I held where the samurai at the time held the sword and one went in for a stabbing that ended up getting deflected. From a war
is.
During the Edo period of Japan.
What's the Edo period?
Period of
war.
Period of Japan, bro.
What is that?
I don't know.
Bruh.
Bro, look.
Bro, out of katana.
Yeah,
you don't even. I'm not even trying to get you. I was actually curious.
I don't know how to explain it while also being as.
Okay, well, I have to pee. And I actually almost bit my tongue off.
You're good.
I'm gonna take a shot before I have to go to pee.
No, no.
No? No more shots?
Just go shot. Just go take a pee.
But I want to drink it.
No.
It's just sitting there.
Just go pee. You're doing this thing.
Guys, I have an update. Hannah Rose has messaged me.
Yep.
Okay. She says, she sent me a link to the banter tweet. And she says, ha 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 ha, WTF, your finger. What is my finger?
What's wrong with this finger?
My finger is like this. She really just wants to be on the podcast. Guys, comment below if you think we should have Hannah Rose on the podcast. But say no. Say no, please. Look, we shouldn't have her.
George's been, I'm going to be honest.
Let's just say it. Call
full transparency.
Call George, let's just say it. We get along.
We get along. George has been sleeping in my bed for the past 5 days. And me and George have watched the live action Death Note movie four separate times. Maybe three or four separate times. It's been a lot.
And also half of the Death Note anime.
Half of the Death Note anime. We're almost finished. We're going to get there before you leave, right?
Sure.
Surely.
Sure.
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 But look.
So, set the desk. Set the desk. I am the host of this podcast. Let's get into it.
Okay.
I'm
Carl, tell me something.
I'm upset with
tell you something. Okay. Tell me what something. What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
What else happened in Japan?
I'm going to be honest. A lot happened in Japan.
Like Carl. What? Tell us. Okay, Carl. Guys, for the viewers, we actually instructed Carl to buy me and Samnap pieces of clothing from Japan.
He didn't.
Because we thought it would be an interesting little bit.
And he segment. Didn't.
Carl, did you buy those pieces
did
of clothing?
Did you?
I didn't.
Bastard.
And not only did we ask him to buy them, we said we'd pay for them. So like,
It was free.
So
it was free content.
So to be clear, I went to Japan and I went to the Harajuku district of
Harajuku?
Japan. Of Tokyo.
Okay.
Harajuku is known for its thrift store shopping, vintage clothing, stuff like that.
Yeah. Cool.
Vintage clothing is much bigger, seemingly from my experience in Tokyo, it's much bigger in Tokyo than it is in the typical American section.
Right. What? I'm laughing, but go on.
You can laugh.
He's laughing at you because he doesn't believe you.
He doesn't
go on, Cole.
Me.
Tell the story.
So Harajuku is an entire district that a lot of it is dedicated to like vintage clothing stores.
Right.
And it's amazing.
Of course.
And I went shopping there, and then I called George and Savnap to talk about it, and then they were like, yo, you should get us clothing. And then
bro said yes.
That was after the last day of me going to Harajuku.
Nah. Nah.
No?
Look at me. Everyone look at me.
Yep, look at him.
Nah.
Okay.
Because I didn't say necessarily had to be clothing. I said, Carl, give me something from Japan.
Okay.
I said, here's your budget. And that was the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Carl?
And he came back empty-handed.
What is this?
Oh my God, there's a scratch on your hand. What happened?
I cut myself on the desk.
Really?
Because I'm drunk.
Are you going to be okay?
I think I'll make it through. But Carl, please tell us more about Japan.
Bring it back over here.
George is just saying.
Bring it back. Come over here.
George thinks content.
This for a second. Wait.
No, you do it to me now.
There's no cut on.
There is.
Where?
There is.
Guys, it's 12:44 a.m. We need to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Guys, it's getting late.
I just want to feel included.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, one more thing.
Tell the audience to subscribe.
Audience, subscribe.
Tell them that they want to keep watching to see what happens.
You want to keep watching to see what happens.
Look, Carl is going to do the walk of shame. Let's see if he can do
it. Why do you keep calling it the walk of shame?
He's doing it backwards, and I'm not going to lie. It appears to me that he's on track and in line with the line.
It's been 20 minutes. Sean said I could take this shot.
No.
I've cut my arm.
If you drink again, we're going to have to end the episode. Put it down.
He spilled on his shirt.
How the fuck?
Turn around. He spilled on his shirt. Zoom in on it.
How on earth did you find a way to spill a can of soap? Stop! Drink it regularly!
Carl,
look at where the lip is!
Carl.
Turn it!
Carl,
oh my God!
Carl, come here. What's the next topic that's of benefit?
Look, here's the topic. It's that we need to end this episode.
Guys, we are dubiously drunk, and this has devolved into the worst content of all time. I have no idea if this is going to result in good content.
No.
Subscribe.
Everyone subscribe.
Guys, we're not normally like this. Please. Go look at our old podcast. We're actually coherent humans.
Guys, please subscribe.
Please.
Thank you so much for watching.
It's free.
We're trying to get to a million subscribers by the end of the year.
You can change your mind
later. Look at this percentage of people that are not subscribed right now. Thank you so much for subscribing. And don't forget to like and comment and subscribe.
And before we end, we've got one more thing.
We got one more thing to tell you.
Wait. Before we leave, we have one more thing.